This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all here on the air, the DJV Experience. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? I have a bone to pick with that pig Putin. Damn. Did you hear what he said? I was so offended. He told Megyn Kelly that a three-year-old girl could have hacked the U.S. election. And I want to know, what about a three-year-old boy? Why would it take a three-year-old girl to hack into the U.S. election? What about a three-year-old boy? Eh?
Smarter than boys.
Really? Wow.
Well,
it's pretty
well known that girls advance faster than boys. So at 3 years old.
So how old would the boy have to be in order to perpetrate such an
attack?
Like 17 or something?
Really? You see what I'm up against here, folks?
Question. How old are you, and could you hack the election?
Oh!
Disregard the fact that the three of us also couldn't, but...
Yeah, right. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, all this was a phishing email sent to John Podesta that he clicked on. I mean, this is the kind of stuff... Yes, that's how this all happened.
I could have done that, sent an email. I'm a Nigerian prince. Please click on this link.
I mean, that's what I think is
so funny
about it.
Give me your bank account. I have $3 million for you.
Yeah.
All right. So, television report in a moment. Jennifer, I would like to bring us around to understanding how it is that as California goes, so goes the nation. And wondering out loud about the new bill that's in the California legislature to give free health care to everybody in California. Hooray! The Healthy California Act. So the debate continues, as I understand it. It could create a single-payer health care system to cover everybody that lives in California, no matter whether you're legal or illegal. And the state, would, if it hasn't gotten close to going bankrupt, sure as hell will go bankrupt under this.
Well,
what a brilliant idea this is. What do you think?
I think I'm looking for a new place to move is what I think.
Across the border.
I think that they're attempting to do what Massachusetts has done, but the problem is that you have so many people that are here illegally that are not part of the tax system, that the burden on the actual taxpayers to pay for the health care for everyone is going to be outrageous.
Here's what they're planning in case you haven't seen or heard this. 15% payroll tax on earned income. So in addition to all the taxes you're paying now on your pay, you get an extra 15% wallop from the state of California to pay the $200 billion a year that it would cost to do this system under the repurposed form or system. Huh? It could go as high as $331 billion a year from what I see here. The state senator Ricardo Lara is the person who is responsible for this. What do we know about him, Jen?
Not much. I mean, typical, you know, your typical California Democratic legislator who just wants the government to control all of it.
With the right name.
Right. And
that
tax away.
Sounds a little prejudicious, but yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. But in England, they have a single-payer plan. So how does it work over there?
Yeah, and guess where the people in England come for health care when they get cancer?
I'm right over here.
They come here. Same thing in
Cleveland
Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think socialized medicine is great when you're healthy. But when you have a serious illness, you don't want to be getting on a list for treatment. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
He went to Canada to get the advice from them up there on how to do this. All right. So... Well, how many new ones?
You know, when it comes to government health care, here's what I look at. I look at what we already know, and what we already know is the VA. The VA is essentially socialized medicine. How well is that working out for the veterans right now? And that's on a small scale. So then you start expanding it to a state or to a country, and I mean, maybe I'm being pessimistic. I just don't trust the government to be able to handle it.
All right, speaking of trusting the government or... who do you trust, period? There's a new report today from I don't know if these are environmental sources, whether they're medical sources, but you'll all be happy to know if you're going to visit the Great Barrier the Great Barrier Reef this summer, that the turtles there are apparently eating chemicals because of the folks who are visiting, dumping whatever they are in the water. Research shows that the blood of green turtles that live in urban areas are full of human medications. They found samples for a lot of different chemicals, ranging from kidney medication, heart medication, things from pesticides, industrial products, cosmetics. Now, I'm curious to know how they get the blood samples, but maybe that's a...
Well, they tag them.
Yeah, and then they bring them in and they...
a lot of times they just tag them right in the water, like they do with sharks, or dolphins, same thing. They just get a quick little sample right.
Who's the guy who's in charge of drawing blood from a shark? Please, can we have let's get a video of that.
He's a very brave man.
Yes.
You've never seen that? Like, don't you watch Shark Week?
No.
I'm obsessed.
I watch Shark Tank, but I don't watch Shark Week. But the difference is you got a little different kind of a shark on Shark Tank versus Shark Week. But I'll make sure that it's a priority. As a matter of fact, I'll put it on my remote somewhere to make sure I watch that.
It's usually in July, yeah.
Okay. Shark Week. Is that what network is that on?
Discovery.
Discovery Channel, okay. All right, I'll make sure.
I've never heard of Shark Week.
I never have heard of Shark Week.
Oh, wow.
I guess I've been living in an ultra-conservative life, which I will have to change now because I don't know anything about Shark Week. What I do know is that Leah Remini is going to join the cast of Kevin Can Wait. We'll have that story in a moment. Plus, will Ice Cube visit with Bill Maher after his house in crack? You know what I mean? The N? N's got an R on the end of it, and there's a few other letters in the middle of the word. By now, hasn't everybody heard about Bill Maher and his crack?
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty much,
sure.
Right.
I mean, I heard about it. I don't know exactly what he said or what the context was, but I heard the apology.
Yeah. It'll be his usual obnoxious whatever, however he puts things. In the meantime, we're going to listen to a couple of swell announcements, and then the television report plus Jennifer, or included in that report, Jennifer, sure as heck, is going to tell us what she's recommending for television tonight. Maybe even we'll find out what she watched last night, if we're really good boys and girls, 14 after the hour.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades. Like the invisible tilt for shutters?
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this. 5 seconds. Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Come on, baby, ride my game. 17 after the hour, the DJV experience. Kara Schilling at the controls, so if there's anything wrong, we'll blame her. How about that? The story of Ice Cube and Bill Maher. Apparently, Ice Cube had been booked, Jennifer, to be on this Bill Maher program. It's called Real Time. It's on HBO every week, Friday night. And then last week, Maher let loose with a crack about being the House blanker.
Right. He was talking to a Republican senator and let that phrase come out. Yes.
Right. Yes, right. Okay. Al Franken was supposed to be on the program, but after that, he's chosen to bail. Not much courage on his part, but we'll see how it...
Al Franken bailed on Kathy Griffin, and Al Franken bailed on Bill Maher. You think 2020 much? Hello?
All right. So... Maher is somebody who I think is smart enough to think ahead about what he is going to say, and I'm thinking there may be. I don't know this, and I'm not going to try to put my head around his head, but it wouldn't surprise me if this was something done on purpose. Anybody else agree with me, knowing what Maher sort of said?
I think he's a smart guy who knows how to push the envelope, probably.
Yeah right.
I don't
know.
You're
about
to
say, Victoria?
Yeah, I don't think it was intent. I don't think he was intentionally trying to drum up some sort of a controversy. I think that that's just the way his brain and his humor works. Or he just feels like he says, you know, what he thinks other people are thinking but won't say.
I thought it was interesting. You know, he'd be somebody that would get booed off of some campuses, like if he came to George Mason or someplace like that. Robert Reich, who used to be the labor secretary under Clinton, who does a lot of public speaking and a lot of the conversation shows, he's on a lot of these opinion shows, said in an interview that I thought was pretty interesting that aired on a news, a local, he's from Boston, local newscast. He said, if unpopular views can't be expressed at a university, university education is compromised and the First Amendment is reduced to a popularity contest. Speech cannot be blocked because it's offensive, provocative, or hateful. Who in their right mind disagrees with that?
There's a lot of people who would disagree with that. Speech that is hateful, hate speech is not protected necessarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a gray area. I mean, I agree with what he's saying on college campuses. I mean, I think that's why people go to college, or they should, is to exchange ideas with people that don't agree with them and figure out how to do it politely. But, I have a feeling that the people that are supporting that statement would flip out if there was a real hate speech going on that campus.
On the campus, right. Leah Remini is joining Kevin James. Kevin Can Wait. Is that a big deal or not?
They got rid of the lead actress who played Kevin's wife so that they could bring Leah Remini on the show. She was a guest star last season.
Going to have an affair with her?
She's a sassy cop, I guess. So, we'll see what happens there.
All right, what's tonight?
Tonight, Pretty Little Liars. It's getting close to the end of the series. The Liars are now split in different directions. That's at 8 p.m. on Freeform. Downward Dog, which is a very strange little sitcom on ABC. That's new at 8 o'clock. And, Pickens are a little slim. If you want to go to a little flashback, Shakespeare in Love is not new, but it's a flashback to 1998 on HBO. You can also see the Jim Jeffrey Show on Comedy Central and Ink Master, which is opening up. It's a reality series.
Tell me it's about tattoos.
Season, and it's about artists competing for $200,000. Yeah.
Tattoos, though, right?
Spike at 10 o'clock.
Okay. That's it? What did you watch last night that was good?
I didn't watch anything last night, Dougie.
Victoria, what did you watch last night?
The Bachelorette.
Ah,
yes. It was good.
So juicy.
21 after the hour.
In these these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bob Dylan in the musical portion of this hour, every hour during this part of the hour, we focus on some music, news, events, things that are important for musicians that are all part of our lives. Certainly Bob Dylan, an important part of a lot of people's musical life. Remember 6 months ago, he got the Nobel Prize in Literature at a ceremony he didn't go to. He's fulfilled the criteria by actually delivering a lecture on the topic to the Swedish Academy. I think that's kind of cool, a Nobel Laureate Prize at the Academy. It was recorded last week in Los Angeles. His lecture finds a discussion on his music and what influenced him, Lead Belly, Buddy Holly, and then he talks about other things that helped him with being able to put ideas together, reading Moby Dick, for example, All Quiet on the Western Front, and Homer's The Odyssey. What an interesting array of things, Victoria.
Yeah.
The themes from those books work their way into many of my songs, either knowingly or unintentionally, Dylan said. I wanted to write songs unlike anything anybody ever heard. He certainly succeeded in that.
Yeah.
Dylan says this is a 30-minute lecture. The Odyssey is a great book whose themes have worked their way into the ballads of lots of songwriters. Homeward Bound, Green Green Grass of Home, Home on the Range, and my songs as well. So it's Home, Home on the Range.
Home,
Home on the Range. I wonder how... remember when we studied the Iliad and the Odyssey when you were in school? Did you do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. I don't remember any... how my memory is failing when it comes to the Odyssey, I think. Swedish Academy initially announced that Dylan was the recipient. They faced some backlash for including a songwriter among previous winners like Samuel Beckett and Toni Morrison. However, as Dylan explained in this lecture, the songwriter, the poet, the playwright, storyteller, all similar. This is a great song. Crank this up, will you? It's a great story here. The song's called Like a Rolling Stone.
Like a Rolling Stone.
This is so Dylan. So Dylan. Anyway, he said in the words of Shakespeare's plays, like lyrics and songs, they're meant to be sung, meant to be read, but he said, my lyrics are not to be read on a page. I hope some of you get the chance to listen to the lyrics the way they were intended to be heard in concert or a record or however people are listening to songs these days. So, the words of wisdom from Bob Dylan. His real name is Weinstock or something like that. I forgot what his real name was. Hey, Bob Dylan.
Oh, that's, yeah, I used to know that. That's
he changed his name because of the poet Dylan. That's where,
right.
That's why he's Bob Dylan, because he respected the works of Dylan Thomas. All right, let's get to Jack White and what's going on with him. Actually, Elton John and Jack Barrel, good dude. Jack White are in a barrel together. The song's called Two Fingers of Whiskey. What in the world is this? Elton John and Jack White? Wow. It's from a documentary, The American Epic Sessions, which airs tonight on PBS. The Epic Sessions capture a number of musicians, including Beck and Naz and more old standards. This has been done, not a lot, but there are a lot of people who are trying to bring this back. Who are we focusing on last week, Victoria, who had a new album, some of these old songs, a female recording artist?
That was yesterday, New Music Monday, Nikki Costa.
Right. That's it, right. I thought it was last. Nice. Yeah, it was just...
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like only yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it was!
Well, this is different. This is they're only recording on vintage 1920s equipment, which is very cool.
Oh, wow. So PBS tonight at 8 p.m. We're going to check this out. This sounds like it would be worth a watch. 28 past the hour, the DJB show.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license and
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime
Prime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What to do if you have an extra few million bucks around? I'm going to help you with that in just a few minutes. We're going to talk biotech in a manner of speaking. There's a big biotech convention in San Diego next week. So we'll figure out what's going on there and how what happens there will benefit YOU. Meanwhile, at the age of 80, Dick Cavett is in the spotlight. Dick Cavett hasn't been on television for quite a long time. Very talented writer. He got his start writing for the late night shows. I think he worked for Jack Parr, and then he worked for Johnny Carson for a while, and then he had his own late night show, and he lived in New York, was performing around the country. Very erudite fellow. Smart, too, apparently. He bought 50 years ago, he bought a home on Long Island's East End. So that's closer to the city, obviously, I think. Far out on Long Island would be... No, it's probably the other way around. No, other way around.
He's probably out by Montauk.
Yeah, right,
exactly.
That's
the furthest out that you can go, really.
So the report is that he paid less than $1 million for this place, and that would have been about right 50 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was just in his early 30s, just becoming successful. He bought a place. You could afford at that time, probably, I would guess, a writer... could make $700,000-$800,000 a year if you were really good and being on television, that kind of stuff. So investing in something that cost him about a year's pay. Now we'll have a return that will boggle your mind because this area has become so hot. So many people have gone out there, paid so much money for this property. In the 50 years, the value of the house has gone up 100-fold, so that he has it listed for $62 million. Oof. That's a good retirement.
Yeah, it's in Montauk. I just Googled it. Wow.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
Is it a nice place?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah. It's also designed by very famous architects, so that probably helps. It's been featured in Architectural Digest. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's got a massive amount of land.
Yeah.
Which is very rare out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a fire there in 1997, and they rebuilt it. It's about 20 acres on a bluff. It must be absolutely gorgeous. So, good for him.
Is he hard up for the money? Because he said he recently told the Wall Street Journal that it's a 20-acre property, and he said it's the hardest thing in the world to do, to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He sold his house in New York. You're probably looking at the same article I am, for $18 million a couple of years ago. I don't have an answer to that. I would hope not, because he's a talented guy and deserves to have had the success that he's had, frankly.
Yeah. It's a big house. It's 6,000 square feet.
Yeah,
plenty of room. So maybe he just doesn't need the room, yeah.
Yeah, plenty of room. Okay, so I noticed in my local newspaper here, Victoria, a lot of focus on all the high school's graduations over this past weekend, and there's always an interview with a valedictorian of the class. I never quite understood what that meant. Maybe it's because I wasn't certainly considered.
You weren't one of them?
I never came close,
so that's no judgment from me. I never came close.
It's supposed to be the person with the highest grade point average, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. So there are a number of valedictorians, and then, as would be the case, some young reporter has decided to go out and follow the careers of those people who did well in high school, i.e. valedictorians. But apparently, the results of the study are not what you might expect. And as a result of the study, there's a new book called Barking Up the Wrong Tree. The fellow who wrote the book is Eric Barker. I don't know if that's connected to the title or not. But anyway, he looked at the success of 81 valedictorians and carried it through for 14, 15 years after graduation. And his work showed that while nearly all the valedictorians did okay, none were really standout successes. None of them started a big company that went to Silicon Valley. 90% were professionals, 40% reached the higher tier. There were no visionaries, however.
Mm.
We were all told Mom wants us to be valedictorian and to study. And we did well, but oddly enough, we don't get the same result. I think that kind of is, in fact, I don't think that's unusual. I think a lot of people have become, Bill Gates was a dropout, and so was Zuckerberg.
Right.
And they were never going to be valedictorians of their class.
I think this is totally true, though, because in order to become valedictorian in high school, you basically have to follow very specific rules. You have to do very specific things and take AP classes and get straight A's in them. And I don't think you have to do that to become an entrepreneur. You know, the people who really become amazing at what they're doing, those are the people who kind of think outside of the box.
Yep.
And, you know, being valedictorian is a great accomplishment, but I don't think you have to think outside of the box to be it. And you
get rewarded for following the rules.
Exactly.
That's how you have to become valedictorian.
You know, one of my best friends in college, she was valedictorian and so was her sister. And I was talking to Victoria about this yesterday, that both of them, one of them just graduated, the younger sister, and she's been applying for a ton of jobs, studied business, and still hasn't gotten any response. And, you know, she just graduated, so that's okay. But my other friend was valedictorian, and she didn't really do all that much in college. She didn't participate in that much stuff, and I think she just wore herself out so much from trying to be valedictorian in high school that she, like, didn't do anything in college, and then it took her 2.5 years to get a job, a full-time job outside of college.
Really?
And so I think it's people, you know, you don't really push the boundaries. You don't really learn how to go with the flow and, adapt to stuff when...
Well, I just think the valedictorian type, from just my own, you know, people that I've known, they're very conservative thinkers, as it is, and I think that, yeah. And they're very disciplined, because you have to be.
Mm-hmm. But they're out of the box, though.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm not surprised by this study at all, really. I mean, every valedictorian, whether it was 8th grade, high school, or college that I know, they're not really doing anything all that special.
All right, let me give you one more study before we spend our time trying to understand what the new things are in biotech. The study has to do with prayer and weather. And it starts with what happened in Haiti with the situation that was brought about by the earthquake there. And then they had a drought, and they had no crops, and animals died, wells were drying up. And so there was a group, a local church group, that went down to help, and they gathered up 500 people on a Sunday morning to pray for rain. And you say what you will about this. I'm a great believer in prayer, the power of positive thinking, the power of what happens when people all get together and their thoughts are on one thing. Thoughts are things, the power of it. Anyway, I'm just telling you that in this circumstance, this was 3 years ago, September 3 years ago, I saw this story. The group got together, they prayed all night, and the next day there was rain, and it rained hard all day. So it's a food for thought kind of thing. I don't mean anything by it other than to suggest that there is power in convening or putting people together to think about something to make a change. I think that's the way it works. I think that could work for peace. I think
wouldn't that be amazing if that could work for peace?
Yeah, I do. I think it would work for fear about anything. Praying in an earnest way, in a faithful way, and I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about thought. I'm talking about single thoughts aimed in one direction. I think that they are very powerful. And this is an example. You can say what you will or think what you will about it. I think that it has direct consequences, and that's an example of it. So you can do what you want with that information. I pass it along. FYI, 43 after the hour, we'll meet James Greenwood in a moment here on the DJV Experience.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying in a time of political polarization. Policymakers should act to take down the barriers to innovation. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief.
Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
45 past the hour, James Greenwood, former congressman from Pennsylvania, was on the Energy and Commerce Committee when he was in the House, and therefore familiar with lots of environmental issues, that sort of thing. So he's a perfect spokesperson. He's the president now and CEO of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization. They're involved in a biotech convention that's coming next week in San Diego. Good to have you here, sir. Let's talk about biotech and how it fits into our civilization, innovation-wise and otherwise.
Well, thank you. Well, biotechnology is all about understanding life, be it human life, animal life, plant life, at the cellular level, at the genetic level, and at the molecular level, and then using that knowledge for good causes, such as creating new medicines to defeat a whole array of diseases, from Alzheimer's to cancer and HIV/AIDS. Also, we use that technology to make farmers more productive, and also we use that technology to make new materials and fuels from plant materials, as opposed to using petroleum for that.
So the biotech convention is, like a lot of other conventions, sort of bringing to the surface a lot of work that's been done, bringing people together to share the significance of things that will help us. Is that more or less what happens here?
Yeah, once a year we have this big international convention, and we expect to have something like 16,000 people arrive from 76 different countries and 48 of the U.S. states. We'll have 1,800 exhibitors from all of those locations who are and from companies talking about what they offer in terms of attracting biotech companies into their states and into those countries. We have what we call our business forum, where people come from all over the world and want to talk to each other about collaborating or investing in companies, and we'll actually put on 40,000 one-on-one meetings over the course of 3 days.
So these people help themselves. Yeah, they help themselves and help each other by partnering, it would seem. Isn't that true of most industries and most disciplines, Congressman Greenwood, don't you think?
Well, I think we're fairly unique in that the way that a lot of companies will develop a product and then try to take it all the way through to the market by themselves. In biotechnology, you usually start out with a company that's small, very small. It develops a drug that they think it will work. They put it into clinical trials, and at some point along the way, a larger biopharmaceutical company might want to come in and license the product, or actually acquire the company, because they have the international marketing and sales force to actually sell the product.
This would be a great way for people who are smart and want to know about investing. Look at some of these up-and-coming companies and see where they're likely to go. Although, let's spend a minute. We have about a minute left here. Challenges, obstacles, what sort of things get in the way? Is the government in the way of getting these things approved as quickly as they might?
Well, the real problem is that some of these drugs are very expensive, and that just cannot be helped. And so when insurance companies impose big out-of-pocket costs on these products, the patients are angry, and they tell their members of Congress and their state legislators, and then those legislators often take the short-sighted approach to impose some kind of price control. And if that happens, all of this innovation and all of this patient's hope will die.
Yeah. I see David Cameron, the former British Prime Minister, will be there to advocate, as well as Ann Romney, who's a patient advocate. So it looks like there'll be some interesting news to come out of this. We'll watch for it. Maybe you'll be able to come back and tell us what actually happened. James Greenwood, President and CEO of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization, having a convention in San Diego next weekend here on the DJB Experience.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Music, but more specifically, music from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to celebrate something. He's always got something to celebrate. What are we celebrating today?
31 years ago yesterday, Ferris Bueller's Day Off hit movie theaters.
Yeah. And it's very been a source of controversy all along the years because a lot of people don't like the movie.
Well, I mean, it has a huge fan base. John Hughes, Matthew Broderick is a star. Has a lot of entertaining moments. Has, like I said, a big fan base. But we're talking off the air, and not everybody digs the film. Simply because, in my opinion, he's sort of a mean-spirited character, Ferris Bueller. But I guess I'm in the big minority here.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I've never liked this movie, and I know people who just love it. But I don't know. Leaves me cold.
I'll give you a good trivia question, see if you know the answer, Doug. In 1985, Ferris Bueller sang that song, Twist and Shout. That is a great scene, shot in Chicago. But there was another very popular movie in 1985 where the lead star in that movie sang the same song, and he did it in a jacuzzi. Do you know the answer?
No.
It was Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School.
Rodney Dangerfield. My God, there's a
blast. I love that movie. You know, yeah. I did a revival of that also, Back to School, and the writer of that movie, his name is Steve Cantman, who is an actor on the Bob Newhart show, lives in New Jersey, saw my Facebook post, and he said, oh, I hope you have a good time doing a revival of Back to School. I wrote it, so I sent him a PM back. I said, well, why don't you come to East Stroudsburg and introduce it? And he sent me a thing back. He said, okay, I'll be there. And then like 5-10 minutes before the movie starts, he walks through the door. The greatest guy, really a great guy, and did the introduction.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. Huh. Good for you, Chucker.
Yeah, you know, he liked me. He was in a minority.
Tom Cruise in the news, in the movie news, right after this.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go?
Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Hi, Chucker. Tom Cruise is talking about Top Gun, the sequel. A lot of people have been asking about this. He's going, I guess it's going to be called Top Gun Maverick. And the question is, where is Kelly McGillis, Anthony Edwards, Meg Ryan, and Val Kilmer? What are we putting money on them showing up for this thing? Looks like it could be a big production.
Well, you tell me the odds of any of them appearing in that movie.
I think Val Kilmer would probably show up. I don't know about Meg Ryan.
No.
I don't know what Anthony Edwards.
Kelly McGillis, not going to happen.
No. Because
no.
She's out of movies, right? Didn't she become a nun or something? What did she do?
Something like that. Yeah, I don't think she'll be in it. Meg Ryan's not going to be in it. Val Kilmer, possibly. It really depends on how Val Kilmer looks, to be honest with you. I mean,
I saw a picture of him the other day. He looks pretty good.
Then I think you'll have a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see him in it. Wasn't Bacon in it, too?
No.
No.
Anthony Edwards was a big part of it, though. I mean, he could be in it. He might be in it.
Yeah. No, Anthony Edwards died in the first one. Hello, he died.
That's true, so he won't be in it. I'm glad we're live for you to correct me on that. So, yeah, he won't be in it.
All right, what else for the movie news, Chucker?
We were thinking about Wonder Woman being a big hit. That director, female Patty Jenkins, will return for the sequel. That's good news for fans. Al Pacino's going to play disgraced Penn State football coach Joe Paterno in a movie that's going to be produced and airing on HBO. Obviously, it's going to center in on the huge scandal. I'm just curious how hard-hitting that script will be. Yeah, I got to be honest. I know a lot of people who went to Penn State, my wife included, and a lot of people still support Joe Paterno unconditionally.
They're all in denial.
I simply do not.
They're denying it. It's ridiculous. They're way too much denial.
And a question. What do you think about this story on the CBS sitcom Kevin Can Wait, the wife
gets
of
out.
Aaron Hayes out, Leah Remini in. What do you think of that?
I think they're great together. King of Queens is still in syndication, so I think it's a good move.
I have to believe her exit, that usually is a lot, and I mean a lot of bad blood involved when something like that happens.
Well, there you go. Bring in new blood. Fix it up, Chucker. You know what I mean?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.